It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, and this show is being done under protest by me. Because I told you yesterday that Jeff Sports, they have a Ha-Ha Clinton Dix autographed framed jersey for $69.95. Now, what? Let me emphasize that if you had a Homer autographed framed jersey, $69.95 would still be a deal because the framing is more than that.
Excellent.
And I mentioned it yesterday. No one bought it. It's still there. If no one buys it by early next week, I'm buying it. I already bought one. You a Packer fan? You get an autographed framed jersey by Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I'm not saying he's good, but the equipment manager with an autographed framed whatever would be more than $69.95. I can't believe it's that. Gary Ellerson, autographed framed jersey. No way.
Ha-Ha was pretty good.
No way it's under $100.
Yeah, Ha-Ha was pretty good.
Even if he was bad, $69.95. You know what it costs to frame anything? $150. And this is framed perfectly. So you're a Packer fan. You get to put a Ha-Ha Clinton Dix up there. You got a framed Packer jersey. And if you're really mean, bust the goddamn thing. Bust the thing and wear the jersey. You got a signed jersey.
You're emotional about this.
I am.
I like the passion.
I was upset that it was that cheap. Now I bought a Ha-Ha Clinton Dix framed picture for $29.95.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a deal. But
this is a jersey though.
This is a framed jersey. Yes. I apologize for swearing.
The jersey's $100.
At least.
No, I'm telling you.
At least $100.
The framing is $150.
Yes.
At least.
So we're $250 and you're getting it for six. You can't get it at Aldi for this price.
I don't know.
So anyway, and as I said, no one bought it. He's only got one left. They had two and I took one because I'm going to use it at an auction. Come on.
Let's go.
All right. I don't know. I got to ask him if he's got any. What you need with Gary Ellerson is you got to do a side by side. You got to do Badgers and Packers. Because you're part of an elite group. There aren't that many people that have played for both Wisconsin and Green Bay. You're in the club.
Yeah.
Mark Tauscher's in the club. Probably the most elite would be Ken Bowman, who was the center
on the
famous Bart Starr sneak in which he made the block.
Yeah.
And Jerry Kramer, after the game, said, Ken, let me be the guy on this one. Because it's the end of my career. And Ken Bowman
My buddy Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills, yes. There you go. Another one.
Quarterback Randy Wright.
Randy Wright. That's correct. Yeah. Good. Nicely done. Now we're at five or six.
Vince Beagle
a great one.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the?
Aberderis.
Yes.
Aberderis, yeah. Now we're getting there.
Yes.
T.J. Watt? Oh, wait, he was the one they should have taken.
Almost.
When they took Beagle instead because they got Beagle and the cornerback. They got two for one. They thought that was a better deal. They messed up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They didn't listen to me.
I'm sure there's more.
There might be a few, but that's a pretty good list.
I think there's two or three more.
Yeah. So, I'm going to talk to Jeff about a Gary Ellerson Badger Packer.
One of our great offensive linemen for the Badgers who just passed away here, I believe this no more than about 5 or 6 months ago, played for the Packers.
Oh, Bill Ferrario you're referring to.
Bill Ferrario, yeah.
Wow, he's too young to have passed away.
Well, it happens sometimes, right?
It does, but it's still too young.
Gotta live every day, man. Gotta live every day.
Yeah, I promise. Everybody's told me that. I'm sorry, I can't.
No, you have, and I think you've done a great job.
No, but I'm not living this day like it's my last. Come on.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Is it? I am? Like, good.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
That's what it is.
You have a lot going on. Hey, what do you think about the draft, buddy?
I mean, the guy's been picking players for 7 years. He's pretty good. Pretty good. That would be my answer.
Well, he's not better than Snyder.
Correct. He's not. He's not better than the guy in Philadelphia. He's not better than the guy in the Rams. But he's pretty good.
Wolf.
What?
Not better than Wolf.
Not
Brandon
Ron
not
Wolf.
Than Wolf.
Yes. But
not Ron, but Elliott.
I'm not sure about that yet.
Not sure about that? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would lean in your direction.
Snyder for sure.
Because I'm a big Gene guy. I think that like
Gene.
No,
Gene
like
Upshaw?
No, like okay, so it's Ron Wolf's kid. I'm taking him.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, Gene. Okay,
yes.
That way.
Yeah. Right. And I felt that way about who's the basketball player, because Jim McElvain said he may have been Sabonis. So Jim McElvain said Arvydas Sabonis, the dad, he said he played against him in the NBA. He said he might have been the greatest center ever. I go, ever? He goes, yeah. He had no knees. He played on two pieces of wood and could still play in the NBA. And so then when his kid played, I think, at Gonzaga, I said, take him. Why?
Yeah.
I've never seen
Sabonis.
Him play. I don't care. He's Arvydas Sabonis' kid. And you have to judge sometimes where, like, the mom is very important. And if Sabonis had been
important.
In America and he wants to hire a pretty wife, then that hurts the genes as far as the player. But these guys, they're not here yet. And so his wife was probably a pretty good athlete. And, of course, Sabonis has ended up being a pretty good kid. That's why I wanted Watt. I said, I'm betting on him. Why? Because brother.
Yeah.
And sometimes you miss.
All three of them.
All three of them. Sometimes you miss, but that's the way.
Most times you don't.
Most times you don't. Anyway.
Most times you don't.
So now what about you and the draft? You lived it. What'd you think?
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good draft.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity. I liked the second round pick, which was their first pick.
Because they need help at that spot. You called it. Yeah. You predicted it, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't predict the guy, but.
You predicted the position.
Take a corner. Yeah, and I also
and then you predicted the defensive line one too.
Yeah,
you hit the first two picks. They did what you wanted.
I thought that the fourth round they go offensive lineman, but they didn't. But I thought they had a really good draft. Now we'll see if these guys can come in and help them. Now you're going to need. I think right away, Cisse, he's going to get every opportunity to start.
Only 20. What TVV stressed it. It can be risky to demand too much of a 20-year-old. That's very young.
Man, if you can play, you can play.
True. You can play better at 22 than 20.
Yeah, I understand it. But if you can play, you can play.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you know right away when you throw a dude
out
there.
Same. Give him a little time, Homer. Give him a little time.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, some of the nuances that you like for guys to have, you know, the knowledge of the NFL, how they set you up and those type of things. But generally, if you can play, you can play. You know right away. I mean, Jair Alexander, you knew he could play
He could play, yep.
Yeah, I mean, you just knew it.
Here's my problem with it, and you can help me on this.
And then that one year they went and got Antoine Edwards, that Fred Vinson and McKenzie, you knew right away McKenzie was the guy.
Right, but Ron Wolf said, we got to get somebody to guard Randy Moss, and so I'm going to take three guys.
Yeah, right?
That's what
just
he did.
Case. Right.
Here's my issue, and you can help me because others have. But, like, I look at Cisse, and I like him.
Yeah.
In 3 years, I think he's got two interceptions. I'm sorry. You got to have more than that. Come on.
Homer, if you look around the NFL today, it's not what it used to be.
That's correct. Some of the guys coming in don't have
dudes don't get picks no more, man.
In
pros. Even I'm just saying now he's in the pro. If you just look at the pro game right now, guys are not getting 10, 12 interceptions anymore. I mean, I don't know even, and maybe Strofe can look it up, I don't even know the top five guys.
I would agree with it.
Interceptions.
But
I'm expecting
my guy, if I pick him early and draft him early, dude, pick some passes in college. Come on.
Well, I mean, why don't we go back to the guy who got picked first as a cornerback? How many interceptions did he get?
Most of those guys had five, six, and seven.
Yeah,
there were a couple
that
didn't. It's more than two.
Not a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Not a lot. There are only two corners taken in the first round. Those guys didn't have a lot of picks.
Yeah, I think they had seven or six or whatever. The one guy who was hurt.
I mean, total.
Yes.
Total.
Yeah, well, he had two or three total in 3 years. Well,
that just goes back into what I'm saying is the game has changed. And I don't know how it has changed, but...
But even if it's changed, you got to have a few. Come on.
I understand that, but you don't have guys with gaudy numbers anymore.
Yes,
with
that's
picks.
Correct.
It just don't
Terrell
happen.
Buckley
doesn't
had 12 his last year in college. That doesn't exist
Doesn't happen
anymore.
In college anymore, and it doesn't happen in the pros anymore. It just doesn't happen. I mean, your best DBs, the cat that played for the Denver Broncos, that picked off Jordan Love, I mean, Surtain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best corner in the league. I don't know how many he had, but I didn't find it anything to write home to, but he's supposed to be the best corner in the league. I mean, the Deion Sanders, the Champ Bailey's, them guys, Charles Woodson, them guys. I mean, Charles Woodson may be the last of the last in the NFL.
They have fewer than they used to.
That changed the game. They changed the game the way that they did. It just doesn't happen like that anymore. So I think Cisse could be a good, legitimate corner. I like his size. I like his speed. We'll see if he can put everything else together after that.
The guy that I looked to from The Athletic, again, had him listed as the 45th best player, and he was taken 52nd. So what was the deal? NFL speed, raw, late to anticipate routes.
So, and those are nuanced things that we're talking about, right? That those are learned behaviors that you can sit and study that guys can show you how that works, or you can teach yourself how it works.
Right. The key there is NFL speed.
Right. That's what the athletic ability to be where you're supposed to be, or make up ground when you get beat, those types of things. And it means film study, we can show you how to
do. Now, they had the kid. He had the kid from Indiana at 38, maybe too small. That's not the case.
I didn't like him. He was too small.
Colton Hood, the kid from Tennessee, not the one. Scrappy, early starter in the NFL. I think the Giants took him. He was gone. He was gone at 37. Right. And then the big question was the kid, Jermaine McCoy, who missed all last year with a torn ACL. No, and he lasted forever, and I can that one's easy. Yeah. He lasted forever because some people wonder if he's ever going to play.
Yeah.
Like, so if this kid listed as the 14th best player. Hey, if he's got an ACL, fine. He missed a year. So what? If you're worried, you wonder if he's ever going to play, then the willingness to gamble changes dramatically, which it did. Because there's nothing else. If that's not the issue, there's no way he lasts that long. He's ended up going at the end of the first round. I'll wait a year for a kid that good.
Yeah.
14th best. All right. Yeah, so they took care of the problems, and now, like every draft, it's determined
But I like the kid, McClellan, the kid that he got out of Missouri.
Big.
I don't know where they're going to play him, but he can probably do a little bit of everything for him. I mean, of course, we haven't talked to Gannon yet. I don't know why they haven't. Have they put him up there yet? I don't know why we haven't talked to him yet. But maybe he's a rotational piece. Maybe he's a nose. Maybe Carl Brooks is a nose. Because now when you go from a 4-3 to a 3-4, you got to have a nose tackle. What do you do with Devontae Wyatt? Do you kick him off the tackle? I mean, I don't know. Is Lucas Van Ness now? Is he a stand-up outside backer? I mean, can he do that? I don't know. I mean, so they've got a lot of moving parts.
I mean, I'm assuming McClellan is going to can play nose tackle, can play inside. But,
right.
You know, and he has the ability to get to the quarterback some, which is always
and
a
that's
plus.
What you like. I think he has the ability to get to the quarterback a lot, not some. I think he's most definitely an inside pass rusher. So, absolutely.
But everything is whether the guy making the picks players that are good. And I would say Goody's pretty good. But, he hasn't been great. But then you get Micah Parsons, he can be your great. If he's
right,
still
and then
great.
You don't have him for a while, so we'll see how they make all this stuff work.
And that's a concern to me because it makes it a little bit more difficult to win the division. But if you're playing great at the end of the year, just like they did in 2010, you can have a chance. But
That's what you want.
There are too many good players. So I've not received a call from Jeff from Jeff Sports telling me, Homer, that HaHa Clinton Dix autograph frame jersey for $69.95 is gone. So that means that it's probably still available and will be available tomorrow. All right, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. How are you feeling about the Packers?
Did you like to pick up smack?
No, I didn't.
You didn't like it?
No. But I understand what happened because Goody thought the draft stunk and there was nobody left. And if there's nobody left any better than what I'm going to get in free agency after the draft is over, then, hey, yeah, give him up and let's give the kicker. I expect the old man to be the kicker, but I think he wants a contest. He wants the old man to know, dude, we're coming after you. We got this kid who's good. You better show your stuff or I'll have the kid as the kicker. But if you're counting on the Packers to be a contender and have that great year, I don't want to risk my chances on a rookie kicker. But
7 points that he cost them against the Bears.
Yeah, part of that was it was like a 63-yarder at halftime. Yes, he cost them. I know it doesn't matter. I think he's still good.
And Matt LaFleur had the great comment after that. Their kicker made theirs. Ours didn't.
Yeah. Well, all right. You willing to go with smack? You willing to take a chance
I don't know,
with smack?
But I like the competition.
I do, too.
To what you were saying.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And who's the other kicker?
The guy who has got no chance whatsoever.
That's a teacher? Well,
no, the guy they kept on.
Packers injured, right?
What's the guy's name?
Lucas Haversick.
Lucas Haversick. I got as good a chance as he does.
Well,
you got zero chance.
Here we go.
Zero. Got zero chance.
Hey, Homer, you said you wouldn't say zero.
5%.
Here we go.
5% chance.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What? I like Haversick. So I like the competition that they have.
I do too. I agree with that.
No, let's let all these guys battle out for it. I don't know if I go with a rookie right away.
There you go. With the season on the line.
Yeah, I don't. But we'll see if he can do it. I mean, he can kick it. He got range, and that's what we need. The problem that I don't like, Homer, is you're in Florida and now you got to come to kick in Lambeau in December. That doesn't really bode well.
Tell
for
me,
a lot of kids.
I will quote Terrell Buckley on this. He said, "By the time they got rid of me, I finally gotten used to the weather. It's cold. It's cold." Now there is other stuff there, but right. I would say that right. As far as a kicker, you had Mason Crosby, but Mason Crosby being in Colorado and that's a mess. You got all the wind and you get
everything that big in. Of a deal. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't know his background, and I just I don't want to go with a rookie. I should probably do more research. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Ryan Longwell kicked as a rookie. I think maybe he did. They brought in the other guy, Brett Conway. Remember him? And he sucked.
Conway, they drafted Conway.
Correct, like in the third round. But yeah. Ron Wolf would be like, and this is kind of doing a Ron Wolf. Like I'm having two guys. I ain't going with that vet if I can't trust him.
And he's a little iffy now. Yeah, and you double up at corner, too. You grabbed a kid out of Alabama.
Yes. So.
Now, he had an up-and-down season as well, the kid from Alabama.
I haven't even looked at him.
That's okay.
You looked at him? He's up and down?
Yeah, I looked at him. Yeah, he was up and down. Hey, a couple of times, he didn't even start for Alabama. Yeah. But once again, he passed the eye test. Yeah. Height, weight, and speed.
No, to me, the test is Goody kind of knows what he's doing. You can't, Goody's not a bum. And I always say it's about the team you put together. The draft is part of it, right? The biggest part of the draft or the team next year is Micah Parsons.
Yes.
That's it. And how quickly he comes back and how much he is compared to at his best. He's still going to be pretty close. How's he going to come back? I don't understand. Van Ness. Okay, we're going to discuss that. I got no reason to sign him to that year. I want to look at him and say, dude, prove it. Prove it. It's on the line this year. You got big money if you play well. Now, if you play well, we risk losing you. I'm willing to take that chance because I want to see what you do with your butt on the line. But they wanted to give him the money, so now they got him for 2 years. They must have a confidence in him.
Yeah, but the money that you gave him, Homer. I'm going back to you now.
That's all guaranteed, though.
But look at the money that they gave him, Homer.
It's not that much, right?
Thank you. That goes to, now you can't have it both ways. Now you're trying to.
No, I'm not.
I mean,
it's not that much, but I ain't giving him nothing.
Exactly.
I'm not giving him nothing.
You know what? You never can make you happy. But it's the same. You look at the money they gave Jaden Reed. Look at the money they gave Lucas Van Ness.
Right.
Your argument that you had last Friday for Jaden Reed shouldn't be the same argument that you had for Lucas Van Ness. The money doesn't matter.
Lucas Van Ness.
And then once again, you say, you know.
You like him more than I do.
Who's that?
Van Ness.
No, I don't.
Because I ain't giving him nothing.
He hasn't done anything.
I know I can get him for cheap. You ain't getting cheap.
Yeah.
You show me. Show me. Because I'm curious. I mean, I will defer this to you on whether there are certain players that respond well to that those that don't, or Homer, it has nothing to do with anything. We'll get Gary Ellerson's thoughts next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. Window Nation. Hot summer days will be here soon. Don't wait till the heat hits. Try and avoid high energy bills. Upgrade your home's windows this month during Window Nation's Buy 4, Get 4 free sale. And again, this is a company that's been around the country all over, and they're coming here because other places they've helped. And now we're going to come to Wisconsin. Family business. You'll learn more about them when you get in touch and set up the consultation. Imagine new energy-efficient windows and getting half of them free. Plus, you could even get no money down and no monthly payments or interest for 2 years. They know what they're doing, and they've been doing it around the country for a long time, though you may not have heard of them yet. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, ask how you could score a pair of Brewers tickets. Sale ends soon. Visit windownation.com now. And when you do, tell them you want to know all the stories about the business that Homer has alluded to. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. All right, Lucas Van Ness. Mm-hmm. Tell me your scouting report on him. How good do you think he's been? How good do you think he's going to be or could be?
I'm going to be honest with you. He has a lot still to show me that he could be better than Nick Perry. I haven't even seen Nick Perry yet.
Wow, great comparison. Because Nick Perry had his moments.
Yes.
Yes.
And I haven't seen that yet.
What have you seen that stands out or anything?
Nothing. Nothing. I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen nothing. Now, maybe this new positions will help him out. I don't know. But I haven't seen, because I think 1 year, maybe a couple years, Nick Perry had double-digit sacks. If I'm comparing them, I'm looking at maybe that's what I could compare him to, because I think Nick Perry was also a defensive lineman at USC with his hands in the dirt.
Yeah, I don't know the particulars, but he did some stuff.
And then he came here. He was stand-up outside backer. And I thought he played pretty well. So I'm thinking Van Ness can have that sort of career. But as of today, I haven't seen that out of him yet.
1-800-990-3776. I apologize, because Gary Ellerson always likes to talk to you people if you have any questions. 1-800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. He'd actually rather talk to you than me, but he's nice. He just doesn't say that. But I see the look and go like, yeah, let's see what the you people out there have to say. Whenever or wherever you're listening, just know we are live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. More people are going YouTube because they want to see what we look like, and then they have questions on YouTube as well. Yeah?
I know you don't like your producers to talk.
We got you. You're the guest. You talk. If we didn't have you, I'd have the producer talk. Between you or the producer, yeah. What's hard to understand? I checked. It's the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. It's not the producer's Homer Hour. Yeah.
Strophy, what about the comparison to Nick Perry? Have you seen that yet?
I have a little bit, obviously with this fifth-year option, both of them. But I agree with what you guys said before. I think Perry had more proven production prior to receiving that fifth year that we haven't seen out of Van Ness. Can I give you a depressing stat real quick, Gary?
Yes.
So Lucas Van Ness was the 13th pick in 2023. Micah Parsons was the 12th pick in 2021.
Don't do that. Why not?
What's wrong?
Lucas Van Ness. Okay.
Hold on, Nate. Why don't you want him to do that? That's just
no.
A
go
fact.
Ahead. I'm just a figurous speech. Go ahead.
He's gonna call. He's gonna call you.
It's
you
not gonna look
in
good.
A second.
It's not.
Of course,
look
it's not gonna look good.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Strophy.
Lucas Van Ness had 8.5 sacks in his first 3 years on his rookie deal. How many do you think Micah Parsons had? First 3 years.
I don't think
35.
Let me tell you this, Homer. You're low.
Luka Van, okay, we agree, and I know what Gary's going to say. Look it, we all know he's not Micah Parsons.
That's right.
Okay, we don't need to be told that. Homer's not Bob Costas. We don't need to discuss that on the show.
The guy.
It's not
the guy that you should The guy that you should be comparing him to is Nick Perry or Rashawn Gary. How many sacks did Rashawn Gary have after his third year?
That's a great question. Give me a moment.
Wasn't Rashawn Gary?
Hold on. John in Milwaukee is ready. He wants to talk to you. Even the caller is more important than Gary Ellison. Let's go. John in Milwaukee. You're on 94.5 ESPN. Let her fly.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Lucas Van Ness, when he was coming out of college, had the nickname of Hercules because he was so strong and such a monster. But it was known that he only had the power move. And that was
he didn't even play that many games or start that many. If he was Hercules, last time I checked, Hercules didn't ride the bench much.
Yeah.
Right?
In the time that he's been with the Packers, has the offensive line coaching staff had someone who's played in the league? Because I listened to Brian Bulaga and Tausch and all those guys talk about footwork and hands and this. So I'm wondering, is it Lucas Van Ness's fault? Or is it the Packers' fault for not developing somebody who has
this is good. Can't wait to hear what Gary says because I got my answer.
And has not moved past the power move that he came, and who knows if that's even advanced. And I'd love to hear your thoughts, Gary.
Yeah, take it away, Gary.
Why, he may not just have that talent.
Yeah.
He may not be that talented.
You wouldn't hide it, would you?
So then that would be on Goody.
Right.
Should have been a third-round pick.
We've watched him. He has no move.
Should have been a
fourth-round
pick.
He bull rushes. Right. That's what he's got.
And he wasn't even a starter. They took a chance. They picked him very high, and I didn't think they needed to get him that high. But they thought that he could. They like guys from – was he from Iowa, right?
He's
they like guys from Iowa. But I think when you're trying to compare him to Micah Parsons, that's – Not a lot of guys out there like that. You got to be comparing him to, like I say, Rashawn Gary or Nick Perry. I couldn't even compare him to Clay Matthews because he's not on that level. But you're trying to get him to Gary. You're trying to get him to Nick Perry. That's where you're trying to get him. And the Packers, Dayton Jones was another slash
there's
outside
a good
linebacker
one. Dayton
that, they
Jones.
Took, that they took in the first round, too.
Bust.
That didn't do as well. So if I'm you, Strophy, how many sacks did Rashawn Gary have in his first 3 years? That's what you need
16
to
and a half.
And how many sacks? How many?
16 and a half. Pretty much double what LVN had.
Wow. And what about Nick Perry the first 3 years?
I'm going with 13. We'll see.
So,
by the way, the phone number is 1-800-990-3776.
Okay. There you go. So, he's not even Nick Perry right now, and most certainly he's trending to be Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
That's
and
what you got.
The reason,
he's not Micah Parsons.
The reason those numbers are important, because that tells you, depending on what he does, how surprising it is.
Yeah.
Not that it can't happen, but at this point, they...
Well, he's going to get an opportunity to see what he can do.
Here's my problem. You got to tell me.
Depends on what Gannon plays him.
We're going to have a system. I can't remember a player that was so much different when they changed the systems. You are what you are. You could improve a little bit,
because I think... When they stood out Rashawn Gary, I think he had played better.
Yeah,
that he did with his hands.
Right,
in
the dirt. And then he went back when to not doing him. As much as what they expected.
I understand that, but he was better. I'm hoping Van Ness takes that step.
Okay.
In Gannon's defense,
but he's still going to live in the same neighborhood. He might have a bigger house.
We're not. He's not going to be Micah Parsons. I think we all can agree with that.
I want you to address my current problem.
Sure.
I'm worried about Matt LaFleur.
Why?
Because he's listening or thinks he needs to change. And we'll get your response to this. Here's the quote from Matt LaFleur. I've been trying to do a better job at not just going to the quarterback room. I've been in a bunch of different rooms. Dude, you've been the head coach 7 years. You do it a certain way, and it's worked okay. Who are you listening to? Oh, I need to spend more time in different rooms. After 7 years, you've decided now I need to do this. If you should have done it and you haven't done it and you're doing it now, it's too late. Don't listen to anybody. Believe in yourself. All right. But I don't know if that's what Gary would say. Here's Matt LaFleur again. This isn't the first one. It's about the, relationships or the players in the locker room, whatever.
You got
quote, I've been trying to do a better job at not just going to the quarterback room. I've been in a bunch of different rooms, which I translate that he's changing. Is that good or bad? And what does Gary Ellerson think next? That's
the Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've been trying to do a better job of not just going to the quarterback room. I've been in a bunch of different rooms, but I mean, and today was the first live exposure that I've seen him throw. So,
there is Matt LaFleur, and now Gary Ellerson. I don't think he needs to change. What? Why are you going to the different rooms now? You've been the head coach there 7 years. What the hell's going on? Take it away, Gary.
Well, two things can be true here. I think you need to evolve as a coach. I think the game is forever changing. So I'm okay with that. But what I don't want him to do is micromanage his coaches. He's got to let his coaches coach. So I don't know what he's actually doing.
Yeah, so he's...
But I think you always got to find ways to get better. You always got to find ways to get your team better. You always got to find ways to get your coaches better. But what I don't want him is him micromanaging his coaches. Let your position coach coach. And I don't know really what that means when he is saying that.
Right.
Do you?
Now, no.
I overreact, because I know you are an overreaction kind of guy.
I don't think I'm overreacting.
No. I'm just telling you. I just laid it out.
Yeah.
I think you always got to be evolving. I think you always got to be trying to do something different. Even I think in our business, in our radio business, you can't come on the air and do stuff that you did 35, 40 years ago. People are different audience.
Really?
People change. Oh, yeah.
I do it exactly the same way I did it my first day in New Richmond, Wisconsin, 1980.
Okay.
I know. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but.
Yeah, you bust mine.
But maybe I should have changed. I don't know.
I think you got to be evolving with the times. I really do.
I think that's true. If you think it needs to be evolved.
Yeah.
If you don't think it needs to evolve, then don't change. People will tell you.
But like I say, to hear that sound, right. I would be afraid of, as I hear, if you want me to look into something like you do and overreact, is what I would not want him to do is micromanage his coaches.
Right.
Let your coach coach the players. Then you get back in there, you coach the quarterbacks, you coach the offense. Let them dudes do what they do.
You know, you need to talk to Gary Ellison about what the hell is the problem with the way games finish? Like, looks to me like when you're on the sidelines, all you're caring about is the next play. I think you need some assistance to help your teams down the stretch late in games. And that has nothing to do with being in different rooms. I do want to say this. Jason Wilde then has the following quote from Matt LaFleur. I know everybody wants us to force feed guys the ball, but that's really not how we've done it around here. And I don't plan on changing that. Yeah. Funny. Don't plan on changing that. I'm going to go to all these other rooms, though. You know why? Because that's all just show. the serious stuff, the stuff he cares about. I ain't changing. I've been doing it like this for 7 years, and we're still not going to force feed. What do you say to that? Take it away, Gary Ellison.
Well, yeah, they ask yourself, so if offensively, do they have a Devonte Adams?
Do they? They do not.
Okay. Then there you go.
All right. I don't plan on changing that.
I'm going to a bunch of different rooms,
not just going to the quarterback's room, but I ain't changing
Do they have a Devonte Adams on this roster?
No.
Because you think about offensively, when I think about force feeding, that's what I'm thinking about force feeding. Defensively, if you think about force feeding, I'm force feeding Micah Parsons. And they did that last year with Micah Parsons. They put him in all these positions to get the sack or to make the play. So they did a defense. Offensively, they don't have that. Tucker Kraft can be that. We haven't seen it yet. Jaden Reed, he's not St. Brown from the Lions. You look at Watson on the outside. He's been hurt a lot, but most certainly has a huge upside, a lot of talent. But, you know, they don't – they have an offense. They do have an offense that where they can move the ball around and spread it to different guys. They do. Josh Jacobs and the NFL don't run a guy 40 times anymore. You don't force feed him. And so it is an offense that's predicated on opportunities.
Talking with Gary Ellison, 1-800-990-3776. And again, you go on YouTube and
did you want him to force feed somebody offensively, or is that what you're saying?
I don't understand that. Okay, I'm the quarterback.
I'm just asking you.
I'm not force feeding. You don't want to get the ball. You want me to throw the ball to you more often? You know what you do?
What?
Get open.
Get open.
You get open.
Or Matt LaFleur is one of these guys who is saying, listen, on this play, this dude here is going to be open. I'm going to tell you that right now. You don't have to throw it into double coverage. You're going to get, in this defense, you're going to get this guy open. Guaranteed.
And so throw him. And if that isn't occurring over the course of the season, LaFleur will change what he says on that play, right?
Yes, correct.
Changes all the time. So here it's just weird. One LaFleur is like, I ain't changing. Another, oh, I'm changing all the time. I'm going to all these different rooms. My translation, overreacting. I don't have any trouble with you saying I'm overreacting. Here's when it's important. He ain't changing. When it's just fiddling and diddling, he'll change.
We're doing a radio dance. This is what we do. We create stuff.
I've never created anything in my whole life.
We do.
Do we?
We try to make people smarter. No, you don't really understand he's saying, but it's what you think. He's saying.
If you don't agree with me, then you would tell me I'm wrong.
Because what I think he's saying could be different than what you think he's saying.
I give more respect to you.
Strophy could be different from what you.
And if we didn't have, it wasn't the Gary Ellison Homer Hour, we'd ask him.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? If I say something, you go home, and you do this often, Homer, I think you're wrong on this.
You asked me, and I just told you what's happening.
There's no player to force feed.
Defensively, they got a guy that they got to force feed, and that's Micah Parsons. We already know that.
Right.
Offensively, they don't. What guy is that I need to throw into double coverage to on a consistent basis?
No one.
I mean, we have seen Rodgers at times. Devonte Adams is double covered. He got to get dude wide open. Down the sideline, I won't throw it to him, but he going to throw it to Devonte that's got 2-3 dudes on him.
And was that a mistake or not?
I'm just telling you the philosophy of what they have.
I know, but that's what's important to me.
They don't have a Devonte Adams. They don't have that
guy. The question is, if they did, would they then force feed it?
Yeah, I think they would.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes, I think they would.
Milwaukee weight loss. I was at 229, now I'm at 205, and it's very simple.
You know what? You look good. And you know what? I've been in it today that your stomach right now, washboard, are you doing sit-ups with this thing too?
No exercise yet. None.
No, you have not implemented exercise.
No. They say that. No exercise, no taking shots, no nothing. You eat less, and I'm happy eating less. I'm set for life. All I got to do is have a little protein, some of my vegetables, and then fruits.
You eat vegetables?
I eat. I like cauliflower, steamed cauliflower, and
You like broccoli?
Broccoli? Cauliflower is just so much better because it's softer.
Cauliflower over broccoli.
Oh,
okay.
Steamed. It's not even close. I can eat it steamed every day the rest of my life, and then some string beans a little bit, and then what's the other stuff that's
The other stuff?
Oh, I'm thinking albatross. It's not albatross. What's the green vegetable? It's stringy.
Collard greens?
No.
Collard greens?
That's for black people. White people don't have turnips and collard
mustards,
greens. Come on.
Cabbage.
Now, I'll think of it as it's but anyway.
Oh, now we got white and black people food now?
The ones you said are black people food. I don't even know what they are, but what it is, white people wouldn't call it that.
Oh, my God.
Right? Do you ever imagine a white person says we have some collard greens or some, what's the other one that you mentioned?
Well, yes.
The white people that said they had collard greens.
Yes.
No. They might have them, but they don't call them that. I don't know what they call them, but not collard greens. I'm not sure because I don't even know exactly what it is.
Strofe, you had collard greens?
I have. They're delicious.
What are they?
Collard greens.
No, there's something else. They're string beans. They're no. I'll look up what collard greens are for white people.
They're collard greens.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, if I've had them, they don't call them that. But anyway, we'll get to that next. 1-800-990-3776. And Gary did a nice Milwaukee weight loss. I eat less and I'm fine.
You can't do any better. You look good.
And I'm looking forward to a year from now telling you the same thing. Protein, vegetables, and fruit. And you're not supposed to have bread, you're not supposed to have sugar, but after you've done the original 60 days, you can do it. I'm on the plan now where one day a week I can eat whatever I want. I'm going to have a pizza on my day off, whole pizza, back to what I used to do 5 days.
Do you like pizza?
I do, but I haven't had it and I don't miss it. That's the other thing amazing about Milwaukee weight loss. Things that I thought I would miss, I don't miss.
Yeah, I don't eat pizza.
And that doesn't make any sense.
I've never been a big pizza eater.
I love sugar. I thought I would miss sugar. I don't. A little strawberries, raspberries, that's fine.
You like spaghetti? You like spaghetti or no?
Spaghetti, I'm not sure how much I can have because that's bread. But
no, I'm just saying in general, do you like spaghetti?
Love spaghetti.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And I've given that up too. So, but I think on my one day off, I can do it. But again, you just go to Milwaukee Weight Loss. However it works for you might be different than me, but it's this simple. Any weight loss program where you eat less and you're happy eating less, it's done. That's how you lose weight. You can ask them to see if what I say is true. 262-235-3980, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, Milwaukee Weight Loss, and tell them that's just what I said. I eat less, and I'm okay with it. And I look forward, whether I'm doing these or not, in 1 year to say I will be at 205. I started at 229. I'm at 205 now. And I'd like to be at 200. You'll like this, Gary. But not that badly.
Okay.
But I could do it in a week.
Yes, you can.
Easy.
100%.
Right. Oh, there's one other thing that's changed.
What's that, big guy?
Didn't used to eat salads. Now you can eat as many salads as you want.
I love salads.
Right. Some things you can't have and all, but not many. Yeah. And then all I need to do was to find a salad dressing.
Yeah.
That has no sugar. I could eat salads every day the rest of my life. So there you have it.
That light vinaigrette you can put on there.
I don't. Mine isn't vinaigrette. Mine is a honey mustard with no sugar.
Okay.
I found it. That's the key to me. You can have other. It could be another salad dressing.
You can.
But I went from hating salads. Oh baby, I love them. Throwing about five little tomatoes.
Yeah.
Man. I feel like a loser, kind of. Like, I never thought I would ever say, man, I love salads. There seems something fundamentally wrong with that. But you know what I like? I like weighing 205.
Yes, you look good.
You sure? I look a little old to me.
No, you look like you're about 45.
All right. That's a lie, but I love that lie. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I nailed it on collard greens. Window Nation, the hot summer days will be here soon. Don't wait till the heat hits to try and avoid the high energy bills. Upgrade your home's windows this month during Window Nation's buy four, get four free sale. What a deal. Learn about Window Nation's family business. They've been doing it well all over the country, and now they are here. Imagine new energy-efficient windows, getting half of them free. Plus, you could even get no money down and no monthly payments or interest for 2 years. Proud partner of the Brewers. Ask how you could score a pair of Brewers tickets and ask about their history. You will be impressed along with everything else. Sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com now. Collard greens. They are closely related to kale. Never eat it. Cabbage. Never eat it. And broccoli. So, collard greens are nutritious, leafy, green vegetables. They're a staple of southern U.S. and soul food cuisine, typically cooked low and slow.
So, low and slow.
Right. So they are collard greens or kale, cabbage. I don't think broccoli fits in there.
No.
They're not broccoli.
No, they're not. Not cauliflower either.
Yes, definitely not. So you think I should try some collard greens?
Well, I'm surprised you haven't already had any.
That might be part of my new Milwaukee weight loss.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Oh. I want to do you have any final words you want to tell the people? You have any last word? Watch Philly and Boston. Spectacular game 7. I'm not sure Philly isn't better than Boston. We'll see tomorrow. Anything you want to leave them with? Leave them with something.
Boston's better than Philly.
Boston's what?
Boston's better than Philly.
No. Not this Philly. But it's Philly's
it's
guy.
It's the Timberwolves.
Yes, that was impressive.
Right,
that was impressive. We may not be as good as you, but you're going down.
That's surprising.
Half of their players, they got guys no one's ever heard of.
No one's heard of them.
They put a show on. That one, kids should watch that game for a long time.
Yes.
You want a name or you want to kick butt?
Yeah.
Kick butt beat 100%.
The name.
Yeah. All right. And now we don't have ESPN National in progress, but we have NBA basketball, but still in progress. That's how big Gary Ellerson is when you're a Packer and Badger. We even take NBA basketball in progress. Oh, baby, you're important. Way to go, collard greens. Next.
You're listening to 94.5 ESPN, WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a Good Karma Brands radio station.